Hello and welcome to the Politibabble Christmas special. We've got some absolutely banging music playing here. I'm Archibald Elliott and I'm joined by, as usual,
Samro.
Hi guys.
Oh my god.
That was my attempt to make this podcast Christmassy.
Yep. Yay.
It worked.
We have a Christmas uplifting cheer this week, and our aim here is to make politics Christmassy, if that is at all possible.
Every week, that's our aim.
That's what we strive
not
for.
Not just this week.
We are the Christmas podcast at Max Radio. Welcome to Christmas Babble.
Christmas Babble.
Yep, Politi-Christmas.
Yes, Politi-Christmas. Oh, yes. But it is a week till Christmas. We're hoping you're all getting in the festive mood. I know I'm certainly not, but, you know, we can try.
It hasn't felt like Christmas this year.
It hasn't, though.
I don't mean to call my family out, but we still don't have our Christmas tree up.
Really?
Genuinely.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's like a week away.
Yep.
Well, I can say I commend you for not having it up in August.
I mean,
done a good job here.
I feel like that was either a joke or a reference, and either way, Breach and I didn't understand it.
Yep.
Very good, very good. So, today we're going to be talking about some of the events from this year, and we'll obviously take a break for the next, lifetime. But, you know, for the next 2 weeks, we will be off air, and you can enjoy your Christmas without our voices kind of interrupting you, so yes.
No, not a clapping moment.
Not a clapping moment, Sam.
I thought maybe.
And again, Sam's favourite, best intentions. We do have a short, very small Christmas quiz. We have to do a virtual big compromise here. Make a deal, make great deals, and I'm, a great deal maker. The best deal maker the world has ever seen.
You know, make a deal like Boris Johnson can't.
yes. So,
is he wrong?
No, and luckily the Christmas music has ended, so we can go to the
was that
sad...
still going on?
Yeah, no, it's finished now. It's 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Breach.
Breach has the headphones off. I took them off because I assumed it was coming to an end.
Oh no, we like Christmas music here. Breach said with a forced smile. So, listeners at home and abroad and afar, we start the year off in January of 2020 when we had none of this idea that lockdown was happening.
It starts with January.
I know, it is surprising that.
January, February, March, and April, May, June, July, and August, September, October, November, December. These are the months of the year. Back to January.
That was fun.
That was excellent. So, in January 1st, we actually, if you can remember back that far, there were the Australian bushfires.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
And that was this year.
Trump
was impeached this year.
Yes, he was.
It feels like I feel like that was the end of last year, like November.
This year has been definitely, I think, the most dramatic year.
It has
of our
been.
Lifetimes.
Yeah, January 16th, he was the impeached, trial. The trial was the in the Senate. It's been crazy. If you go on Wikipedia for the year 2020 and look at the news stories, it's a really, really long list.
Yeah, if you've made it through 2020, congratulations.
Well done.
We commend you, yes.
It's not been fun.
Great.
And we're saying that from a position of enormous privilege and advantage, so...
It's not great anywhere else, really. But if you then look at just when COVID started, we kind of saw the... kind of grips of it in the January 30th when the WHO declared the outbreak of the disease a public health emergency of international concern.
Yeah.
And you think about how little that sounds to a worldwide global pandemic which has ravaged millions.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I remember the initial outbreak in China, and then I remember the kind of the news narrative being like, don't worry, it won't come over here.
Yeah.
And then it started to spread to other countries, and they're like, well, it will mostly be contained to Asia. It'll be sort of like...
Yeah. Won't happen here. No.
Can't happen here. And then I remember just it starting in Italy. And
Italy.
And I remember seeing the videos of just the, Italian hospitals just being overwhelmed by it. And then it was like, okay, so it's come to Europe and it's in America, it's in Latin America, but we're an island, we'll be fine. And then it can't happen here.
As
or
always.
So we thought.
And then it reached the UK, and we were like, it's okay, because we're an island off the island. We'll be fine. And then it came here.
And it's back.
Is it?
Back again. Yeah, four community cases, which are isolating, I think.
Not community, isolating cases.
I thought they were community cases, were they not?
Well, let's not declare it on here.
Yeah, no. I don't know. You'd have to.
They don't like declaring them as community cases.
Well, but they wouldn't.
They people come back from the UK and isolating.
Okay.
But then if we look at the Brexit, going on to that, kind of another topic, which is quite current. Brexit, finally, we withdrew
it
from the
done.
European
it got
Union.
Done, didn't it?
It got done on the 31st of January, and we got these beautiful blue passports we keep on mentioning.
Not a deal, but...
No. That's
where is that deal, Sam?
Oven ready still,
oven
I
ready
presume.
Still. Yes, and it is coming... It probably
from
won't
China.
Happen in hours. We had hours kind of earlier today. It was announced we had hours to make a deal, and it looks like there isn't one so far. So we actually then...
Who's surprised? Because it's not me and Sam.
No. But it's
not... Couldn't be the British, but...
But then spreading of COVID, it kind of had those fears within the stock market. February 27th is the next key date.
I do remember.
Where we saw a stock market crash.
That's the main takeaway, I think, of the damage of COVID is what happened to the stock market.
Yeah.
That's I know people died, but also the stock market,
the
guys.
The stock market.
That's where the real... That's the tragedy. Did you see those stocks? Damn, did they fall.
They fell.
The stonks fell. Use the problem terminology,
that's like
Sam.
My favourite meme format.
Stonks
yes.
go...
Stonks.
If you haven't seen that, please do type into Google stonk and you'll
or
be amazed.
Or businessman.
Yes.
Just a businessman doing business.
Yeah. But as the events we're talking about Italy, that was March 8th. Italy placed 16 million people into quarantine.
Yeah.
Which is quite a step at that time.
That was a chunk.
Yeah. That was, yes.
But I think, you know, given...
The situation.
It's not an unreasonable step.
Well, no.
Especially because Italy was in a real mess
at
that time.
At that time, did any of us actually think the Isle of Man, we'd be effectively put into lockdown, the schools would be closed and exams would be cancelled?
I mean, at the start of this year, I don't think any of us would have thought
exactly,
could have been a global pandemic.
No, it was quite something quite unexpected.
Expect the unexpected.
It was surprising.
Yes. But we did see, I think, one very important event, which was kind of away from COVID, and COVID just exacerbated, thankfully. I actually thought this was a good event, was the Russian-Saudi Arabia oil price war, because the price of Brent crude fell 9%, which was very good, because it showed that oil is not a sustainable fund to invest in.
You know what? It took some time, but I finally realised. I thought you were just going to say, I was glad that Saudi Arabia and Russia came to conflict.
No. It was over oil. I am
Period.
Yes. I mean...
I'm not going to say conflict.
Archie, be really careful what you say here.
I thought he was just going to say, oh, thank God, oil's cheap.
Oil's cheap, boys.
Let's buy it. No, yes, it shows how volatile the stock is.
Archie's many things, but he's not a fan of oil. And I can at least appreciate
yes.
that.
Thank
Unless
you.
It's in his hands.
So, April 2nd, we then saw the number of COVID-19 cases pass 1 million worldwide.
Wow.
I know,
what?
Yeah.
But all our leaders did such a good job.
I mean, Howie did.
Howie did.
Yeah. Big up Big H.
You gotta stop saying Big H, because half our listeners think it's Howie and the other half think it's Hitler. And it sends out the wrong message.
Well, Hitler's Big A-H...
Wait, who's the other big H?
Why don't we say Hitler's little H?
Because he's got little.
I remember you speak about another big H.
Oh, that was Hector Duff.
Hector Duff, yes.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace. Brilliant man.
Yeah.
It has actually been quite a year. But we did see some more brighter news on April 30th, when NASA finally selected SpaceX, Blue Origin and Dynetics to build its next generation lunar lander to carry American astronauts to the moon by 2024.
I'm very excited for the privatization of space travel. I think it's about
It's a lot cheaper for the government.
It's a lot cheaper, yeah. And I think it's good that
I can't tell if you're
private
being
companies
serious,
should
you?
Have... No, I'm deadly serious. I think wealthy individuals who control large companies should have the final say in our...
impending doom.
You know, in our journey through the stars. I think that's a good... I think if you watch a lot of dystopian sci-fi, it's never private companies.
Nope.
No, it's the US government, usually.
It is, actually, to be fair.
Most stuff is the US government.
No, obviously
Those
I'm,
goddamn
obviously
Yanks.
I'm joking. I just...
But it's a good step forward.
It is technologically it's a step forward. I personally, I'm not a fan of Elon Musk at all, nor am I.
No, he's a bit.
Yeah, I think even conservatives aren't a
the
fan
Musk.
Of
Musk.
No.
And I'm not a fan of SpaceX, and I'm not a fan of private industries leading space exploration. Call me crazy, but nevertheless, it is a technology. Although actually,
thanks, Sam. I've now been given the opportunity to call you crazy. Yeah. Sam, you are crazy. Thanks for letting me say that.
No, it's all right. You can say it any time, actually, any time.
Mm. Call me crazy.
But if you think about
whatever,
it, almost a month after the COVID cases reached a million on May 31st, they reached 6 million. So within a month,
anyone would think this was a global pandemic.
It was, and it was declared then obviously pandemic. We've been all in lockdown then.
Thank God, not everyone's a sheep, and there are some people fighting the brave fight to prove it's not real. Good on you, weirdos. No, I'm joking.
But
I
must say,
you're awful if you do that.
The year has been kind
crazy.
Of it's heavily dominated by COVID. It's kind of been this is the year of COVID.
Well, yeah, it's sort of COVID is it was the crowning thing, because even before COVID, we were talking about how awful 2020 was.
Yeah, because.
Yeah.
Trump,
because it was,
and
then was
Trump, the bushfires,
and it was like, and we were kind of like,
can it get worse?
And then
I remember on multiple occasions being like, guys, it can't get any worse,
and it did,
and then it did,
Yeah.
Well, the America nearly started a war, didn't they? With
remember the Iranian,
Iran.
Oh yes,
crisis. I remembered it recently, but I. Up until very recently, totally forgot that happened.
It was in 2020.
Yeah, but
so much stuff
also
happened.
That was in like
it's
January.
Yeah.
The amount of crises we fit into this
year. I literally just remember that happened because of all the memes. the memes that were like me signing up to the army.
Yeah, it was great.
American soldiers ready to attack Iran, and then it was like.
Mm. Yeah, I remember seeing there were loads of things, and it was like, you know, those dramatic. Propaganda images that the American military likes to put out, be like protecting your freedom.
Yeah,
and it was just like, what is my freedom doing in Iran?
Yeah.
How did it get there? It was so funny.
America.
Bless them. Bless their cons.
They've had a rough year, honestly.
They have, and I honestly
from the fraud in the election.
I'll be honest. From this fake.
Oh,
election.
We had a Christmas quiz today at school. It's very interesting. And they put a question up, which was like, who won the US presidential election? I was so very tempted to say Trump won the election.
Well, he did, so
but
you can
correct. He didn't. Yes.
If you deny the truth enough, it just disappears.
Exactly.
That is obviously the case.
If you look at it, the most important date this year was, I think, must be like the 30th of April when PolitiBabble actually started.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's.
Our Facebook page began on the 30th
of all the tragedies
of
that came out of 2020.
This is the biggest one.
Surely be
yes, exactly.
Us gaining access to a public platform.
Yeah,
yep.
And since then,
we've created our third season. We've forced people to listen to our opinions.
Yeah. Countless many episodes. We're still going.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Going strong.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, yes.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Like this time last year, you think we would be here at Max Radio doing a podcast?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I tell you what I was doing this time last year.
What were you? What were you doing?
I don't know. I'm trying to find my memories on Snapchat. On the Snapchats.
I mean, well, Brucia does that.
I think
What's
we can
today?
Have time.
Oh, yeah.
For
I'll Google it.
Christmas quiz.
It's a very funny picture of Brucia's nose on her forehead.
So, here we are with Christmas quiz with Archie here. So, we have a jingle bell sound effects right happening here, and we have three questions for Sam and Brucia.
He turned our mics off. We were here the whole
time. Oh, no, the thing's not playing now. I did have some Christmas jingles, but we have...
No, I've just remembered. Your Christmas present? I think you should show Archie your Christmas present.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Right, so we have three questions for you two.
Okay.
Please do get your answers
Hang on,
somewhere.
Wait, why are we... We'll think
yours
of questions to ask you.
Wait, what? Do we have to ask questions?
Yeah, well, you ask questions to us. We're all with three questions.
Right, okay.
Nine question quiz. See what you get, listeners at home. Yeah. We do hope you play along. Do play along.
All right.
It should be very good fun. So our first... Christmas question of the year. Let me get some fun music up.
I could just sing it.
Can you?
Of course I can just sing it, Archie. I'm talented.
Okay, let's sing it. Go sing
a
carol.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. No, I did it.
Balakapalika. Never.
They couldn't. That's the point. Sorry if you're watching Balakapella. But...
We're not. I'm not, anyway.
Right, can we...
Yes.
Do you want me to answer?
So, okay. We have some Christmas questions for you, Sam. Right, so the... and Brisha as well. So the first question is, what Christmas decoration was originally made from strands of silver? Pause now if you want to have a think. And Sam, what's your answer?
I mean, strands of silver, like, I would imagine tinsel.
But... Yeah, I was going to go tinsel as well.
Tinsel. Well, I must say, you have a correct answer there.
Yay!
The jingle bells are ringing, yes.
Yay.
You have got a correct answer. Woo, woo, woo. Ah, so question number
two.
The beautiful blue two question.
Stop saying
so,
that,
in which country did eggnog originate?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Which country?
Did eggnog originate?
Any countries with egg in the name? Any we can guess?
Eggland.
Eggstonia.
Egg-throopia.
I think it's an excellent question.
It's a shame those windows can't open.
Yeah, it really is.
Thanks, Brisha.
Right, so I feel like, what do we want to guess? Where do we think eggnog came from?
America, because that's the only place that I've, like, heard drink it. Like, I've never had eggnog before.
I think that could be... You know what? I will follow Brisha's lead. I will say... I'll follow Brisha's lead. I'll say America.
Mwah, 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 mwah.
Was it Canada?
No, it was the great realm of Britain. Great,
oh, really?
Great Britain. Yeah.
Never.
Well, that's all right because that country won't exist for long, so it's all good.
It originated in the UK. It is a traditional Christmas drink within the UK.
I've never had it.
Archie's like.
It's British.
Tell you what,
have you had eggnog before?
I think so. Yes. But I know it's British. Anyway, so
British. Of course, he's had it.
British is best.
So the third one and the last of my questions are. How many... I won't ask that one, because it would take... It's a maths question, so it would take you... It took me a while to work this one out.
It must be tough. It took Archie a while.
Do you want to answer it?
Brace yourself.
Okay. Question 10 is, how many gifts were given in total in the 12 days of Christmas song?
365.
Sam, any advance?
I agree with Brisha.
You're incorrect. 364.
Oh, there was such quick maths as well. Hang on. How many... I'm going to look it up, just in case Archie got it wrong.
Well, the answer's here. OCR said it's 364 as well.
12 days of Christmas. 164.
Yeah. It is. Right? Yeah. So, we now have time for some more questions. What, do you have some, Brisha?
Mine's coming up. What Bing Crosby song is the best-selling single ever?
Crikey. All I Want for Christmas. Was that one of him?
Anyone who doesn't have Christmas questions.
Yeah, so do you not have Christmas questions?
No.
With McQuaid?
Do you not?
I'll make them up. Archie, you answer these questions.
I actually have no idea, Brisha. Please do tell us what. Was it Bill Crosby's? I forgot who said.
Bing.
I wish it was Bill Crosby.
Crikey, yeah, no. I have no idea.
White Christmas.
White Christmas.
The best selling. Single ever, not even just Christmas.
I think I know the Michael Bublé version.
Bublé.
Beautiful Bublé.
Yes.
What Christmas themed ballet premiered in St. Petersburg, Russia in 1892?
I actually think I know this one. The Nutcracker.
Yep.
Yeah. Because I remember it's the one with the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies.
Wow.
Oh no, that's a different one. Anyway, yeah. Next question, Brisha. Let's get these going.
Yes. Who played George Bailey in the Christmas classic It's a Wonderful Life?
I've never watched It's a Wonderful Life. Have you watched it, Brisha?
Yes, I have actually.
Is it a good film?
That's the one where he goes. Is that the one where he goes? Where's my money? I feel like that's the one where he goes. Where's my money?
Well, I'm unsure.
I swear it's about the Great Depression.
What does he play?
Are you sure you've seen it, Brisha?
Yeah, Jimmy Stewart. Anyway,
Jimmy Stewart. Okay.
Any American listeners out there that have watched It's a Wonderful Life?
You'll know. Right. Yeah,
I've got a. Okay, I've got some questions up now. Here we go. Per a recent holiday fad, what spy hides around the house reporting back to Santa on who has been naughty and nice?
According to what?
A recent holiday fad.
Elf on a Shelf.
Did you just read the question?
Right.
No.
Oh,
right,
okay.
You're on the same.
Yeah, we're on the same thing.
Okay, right.
Sorry, listeners, those levels went through
the roof. Like,
right, okay.
Elf on a Shelf, crikey, I forgot about Elf on a Shelf.
What traditional Christmas decoration is actually a parasitic plant?
Oh, that's mistletoe.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Archie Elliott, our mistletoe expert.
It was Where's My Money?
Where's My Money?
Yes.
Where's
okay.
My Money, Uncle
so,
Billy?
Where's My Money?
Last question of the Plitzbubble Christmas quiz.
Oh, right, year. I've got to make it a good one. Okay, according to the folklore of Austria and some other countries, what horned figure punishes naughty children at Christmas time?
Krampus.
Is it Krampus?
Krampus.
It is
German,
Krampus.
Germany,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It said Austrian there, but I think it is. I think it's
German,
Germanic.
Germanic as well.
Germanic,
yeah, yeah.
Folklore.
So we hope you enjoyed our Christmas quiz.
If you didn't get 9 out of 9, I'm afraid you can no longer listen to Politibubble.
Yeah. No, you've got to listen to it more to find out the answers. If you got 9 out of 9, you officially don't need to listen to it. That's the prize, not having to listen
no,
to it.
No, if you didn't get 9 out of 9.
Listen, just don't listen to us, honestly. That's
Sam,
advice.
You're not working very well on the
I
public
mean,
relations
listen
front
to
here.
Us. No, but seriously, if you don't want to, don't. It's a free country.
No, they have to.
They have.
We tie
yeah,
them
we
to
do,
chairs.
We make people listen
we
to
do.
Our waffle. It's true.
Yes.
Very sad.
Well, it is reaching the, obviously, it is the Christmas period, and one of the famous Christmas books written by Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol. And I think, believe, Sam, you wanted to talk about a modern-day rendition of one of the characters, as
oh,
they were
yeah.
so-called in the media. And this particular character was...
Of the character?
Yeah,
the
of the character.
The
yeah,
life?
Yeah.
Well, the character is Scrooge, and
yes.
his counterpart is none other than the man, the myth, the beautiful legend, Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Oh my God, Sam, thank God it's not November.
Oh no.
yeah, well, so what's wrong with being November?
It doesn't matter.
We'll tell you when you're older. So Jacob Rees-Mogg has been in the news recently.
He said some really nice things about poor people.
He's criticised UNICEF
mm-hmm.
for its outrageous
It was. It is. Disgusting. How dare they?
I am outraged that malnutrition is being tackled in my country.
That's
it is.
Disgusting.
I am furious, Archie.
Why don't
you,
they let
I
them
mean,
starve?
Because Jacob Rees-Mogg is you're something of a fan. You've previously stated you would back him in
I would, yes.
for the leadership. Do you think it's good
but,
that he criticised
I...
UNICEF for feeding children?
You know, I wouldn't have personally criticised them. They're an independent organisation, and they're perfectly entitled to feed who they want
so,
to feed.
And I'm curious, what do you think? Just hypothetically, like I'm not going to name any names. This could be about anyone, but do you think it's proper for a millionaire to criticise a charity for feeding starving children?
Yes.
Do you think that is proper behaviour for an elected member of the British? Oh no, he's not even
now.
Yeah, a member
while
of the
Archie
Parliament,
ponders
even.
On that, let me just
he's,
read this.
He's,
yeah, no,
an
no,
accent.
I
yes.
yeah, he is, yeah.
Well Archie ponders on that. Let me read this out for you guys. Dear children, you claim to dislike going hungry, yet you choose to be born into pure poor families. Curious.
That is a
that is a satirical. Meme,
it's
yes.
it's a joke. But
I know.
It's,
yes,
but we have
that.
To specify that now. Apparently.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, so, maybe this whole stunt was a joke.
Maybe.
I won't comment it on directly, but he
trick?
Is entitled to his
no,
freedom
I,
of speech.
I, well,
so, of
I did not
allowed,
give
he's
any
he's allowed
specific
to say,
names.
I know, yeah.
I'm giving you a hypothetical.
Yes, no, I agree, hypothetical. That,
they could
that,
be
that,
a girl as
that
well.
That hypothetical yeah. member is entitled to the freedom of speech.
Yeah, but do you... I'm not
do
asking
you
if you
right?
think they should be allowed to say it. I'm asking what your views are in the comment.
I don't know what you exactly want me to say.
I don't want you to say it. I want you to say what you think about that comment. Hypothetically, if a millionaire criticised
yes.
a charity
yes.
for feeding starving British children,
yes.
do you think that is a proper and good thing to do?
It depends on the reasons for feeding.
Because they're hungry?
No, but there's a motive behind it. Obviously, UNICEF doesn't have a motive. And, you know, they're perfectly entitled. They are a brilliant charity.
No. This was... Jacob
so I wouldn't agree with the
no,
statements.
I'm not asking you. Well, that's a start, actually. But I'm asking,
yeah, yeah.
Do you think that was a good thing to say?
Well, it depends on the voters. If his voters agree with it, then yes.
No,
if his voters
Archie.
Don't agree with it, then
Archie.
No.
Archie, do you, as a person, as Archibald Elliot, think that Jacob Rees-Mogg should not feed hungry children?
See, this is
Thank
why
you.
I took it out of context to a hypothetical. I'm just saying, hypothetically, do
yes.
you think a millionaire should criticize...
You, not the voters,
not
you.
Do you think a millionaire criticizing a charity that is feeding children who, without the charity action, would not get the food they need is a good thing?
Well, the government said... His reasoning behind it was the government is providing 400, I think, million pounds in alleviation through Christmas holidays and 2020, 2021.
But it isn't enough.
Yes, but it's 25,000 to fund breakfasts. He's I wouldn't have said those comments personally, but I feel he's perfectly entitled to make his own point.
I'm aware he's entitled.
There's nothing wrong with him saying that.
I'm saying, do you think it's a good thing? A good statement?
I'm not there to judge what is good and bad.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'll leave it neutral.
No, it's good. I think that's such a perfect, because Archie's our conservative. He has to express conservative views, and I think it's important.
I don't have to express
conservative views. Well, no, but it's good he chooses, because I think it allows our listeners to see into
that's
the
up to the voters.
Yeah,
to
it, lets
see.
Our, it lets our listeners get a view into the conservative mind.
And how awful it is.
But I think, see
you on the other side of 2024, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
But I think it's very careful to kind of brand a comment as good or bad, because it is merely a comment. It cannot be fundamentally... Usually, stuff can be fundamentally
good
and bad.
Here's a comment for you, Archie. I hate gays.
Brisha there was obviously making a satirical comment. We do have to clarify that.
Yeah, we're clear. But the point is that, so first of all, comments can be good or bad.
Yes.
It can be that. So that first point you made just isn't true.
Yes, but we can't. Comments like that where they are ambiguous with the reason behind. I personally think he's entitled to make those comments.
He said he believed that they weren't actually trying to help people, they were doing it to make a political statement.
Yes, and he could be entirely correct. I'm not there to judge. He could be. I don't know what information he has.
You should never give your opinion ever. And I'm sure the listeners will know this, you have on several occasions. It is interesting. You only seem to adopt this philosophy. And we won't dwell on this because it's meant to be lighthearted. But you only seem to adopt this philosophy when it comes to criticising conservative politics.
Well, we haven't actually brought up any other politicians.
Well, you have. You've given... And you, on this podcast, and you personally, have criticised many left-wing and many Labour politicians.
I've criticised the right-wing alike.
Yeah, not really. You tend to be like, well, it's not for me to judge when they do it. But we'll move on, because I don't want to get dragged down into something that's not happy and festive, you know?
No, it's not fair. I see Sam is ringing those bells there.
Merry Christmas.
It is Merry Christmas. Yeah,
unless you're poor.
Hey, you know what? Not everyone deserves Christmas dinner.
Interesting coming from you, Sam. Very, very interesting.
It's almost as if I was making fun of people who actually think that way. But you know what? We'll never know.
But if we...
We'll never know. It is an enigma. We'll never figure it out.
I can't comment on that comment.
We are going closer to the deadline on the 31st of December, where we see Brexit happen in full.
I'm not there. I can't actually comment. I'm not in Westminster.
This is very, very sidetracked, but Archie's eyebrows look very green today.
Green.
I wasn't gonna mention.
Have you been like rolling around in grass or something?
No. I used.
Going to say, have you been
My mother insisted that I use a turmeric face mask, and then it dyed my eyebrows yellow.
I thought it might be something like that.
It's yes.
A good look.
Thank you, mother. Thank you very much.
Big shout out to Mrs. Elliot.
Yes, there we are. Yes.
Thank you for Archie's turmeric.
I know.
His turmeric.
The many powers of turmeric.
I know.
We've learned so much about
it. Exactly. It is amazing. It is an amazing thing indeed. But you see, if they are green, they are festive.
It's true. It's Christmas.
We've
made it work.
And I forgot my Christmas hat today, so I am very sorry about
me
that.
Me and Sam have pulled through the Christmas jumpers.
Mine makes a noise. I win.
I know. Sam does. I think Sam... Sorry. Do we agree Sam unanimously wins on the Christmas jumper front, Brisha?
I mean, mine's funny, so...
Mine makes noise.
I'll make a noise in a bit.
Brisha and I are going to fight outside for 5 minutes, guys.
I
will lose.
It might just be me and Devon on the podcast next, because two might have flown out the smashed through a window and, you know, flown outside onto Doka's head.
It's going to be very exciting. Definitely listen to our other episode.
Yes, it should be very good indeed. Yeah. So we do hear... I was going to do a carol, but then I couldn't actually think of any good carols to sing.
Carol of the Bells.
Oh, no. Come on, give us something. Just anything. Give us Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, come on.
I turned it...
Sing it or I'll slap you face.
Thank you, Risha. That is, yes, very, very interesting.
Very short rendition
of Rudolph. Most of this is just me yanking my jumper, and that's very funny.
It is very, yes, it is funny.
This podcast, a meme.
A meme.
Perfecto.
Please make Politibabble memes. When Dude. Archie says Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Should we do some key poses to, like...
Yeah, you'll see that in New York. We'll have a whole political Politibabble meme set, hopefully, up, and you should be able to make them.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I think that's all from us here at Politibabble Christmas. We've had a lighthearted, a serious, and then lighthearted episode.
No,
so,
it's all been in good faith.
All been good faith. Wait. Yes, we won't kill each other at the end, will we?
No.
My things.
The only one who said anything controversial is Brisha, and we are totally deassociated.
Exactly.
From her, so
yes.
We're safe.
How
yes.
My thing
so if you do want to have a fun Christmas present, it is hashtag. Let's have Politibabble fun. I was going to say something else, so now I realize that's not cancel Brisha.
Meme.
Yeah, put a meme. So have a very Merry Christmas from us at Politibabble.
Yeah, and a kisses to people on both the naughty and the nice list.
Yes.
Oh. Okay, Sam. Controversial there.
Sure, it should just be the
unlike Santa, I don't stop giving.
But yeah, like Santa, like
all year round.
Like Father Christmas, you are a communist.
Father Christmas is a communist. Have you seen how much red that guy wears?
Come on. I saw a brilliant video the other day with him. It was a video of him being stopped over Russian airs. It's a comedy satire sketch.
What?
And he's brought in for questioning.
A documentary.
He's brought in for questioning from the KGB, and they're like talking to him. And then he worked out he's communist and thought, oh no, good comrade. Let's go.
Listen here, Comrade Santa.
Comrade Santa.
Yeah.
Comrade Claus.
So that's it from us at Politibabble this year. So I hope you've enjoyed this rather interesting Christmas special.
Goodbye, everyone. Yes. Have a very happy new year. Enjoy the rest of 2020. And we'll
see you on the other side.
Yeah, see you on the other side.
2021, here I come, ladies.
Bye.
Bye.
Lock up your wives.
What?